This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
A factory releases toxic material contaminating nearby drinking wells. The corporation responsible files for bankruptcy, hoping to avoid the full cost of its liability. Is it ethical to use bankruptcy laws for this purpose? Does it matter if the contamination was deliberate or accidental?
You sent us these responses through our website at ethicallyspeaking.org and by phone at 243-6667.
Listener responses were quite pointed. A Seattle listener wrote, "Can it ever be ethical to harm someone and then avoid the responsibility for doing so?" Most listeners agreed with that assessment, some adding that people, including corporate managers, have special ethical obligations to protect the commonwealth, that is, air, soil, and water, because harms to these are harms to us all. A Missoula listener thought the question backwards. Rather than asking about the ethics of corporate managers, she thought we should ask about the law itself. Is it ethical to have laws which allow corporations to escape liability for their actions, especially those actions harming human or environmental health? These weak laws, she concluded, are unethical. And what do philosophers have to say?
Philosophers would say that corporations are always responsible for cleaning up their own mess, and that they're responsible whether the damage happened by accident or on purpose. We have too many current examples of companies using bankruptcy as a way to avoid liability. Though apparently legal, corporate managers are not doing the right thing by using this loophole. Consider lying. It's not legal to lie on income tax forms or to lie in a court of law, but somehow we choose to be honest with our families and friends and even strangers without being forced by law. Can't we require corporate managers to consider more than the narrow interests of their shareholders? The cynical response is that unlike individuals, corporations don't have a conscience, and corporations exist to make a profit. But ethically speaking, the bottom line is not a morally acceptable reason for avoiding responsibility. Sure, getting rid of legal loopholes is one way of making corporations accountable for their acts. But we should also make it clear that citizens have ethical expectations of corporate managers as well.
And now next week's topic. Most folks agree that we have different obligations to people than we have to non-human animals. But do we owe anything to animals? And if so, what do we owe and why?
Send your thoughts to comments@ethicallyspeaking.org or call our comment line at 243-6667.
Or respond anonymously on our website at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula. The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.